It's natural to want to run away when your life is in danger. That's what makes the local church so remarkable. It stays when all the others have left. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're getting a firsthand account of what's happening in Aleppo. As always, there's a call for prayer, and there's a mission strategy that's finding its way into everyday life. We'll check that out in just a second. But first, pockets of eastern Aleppo are still being held by rebels, although the major Syrian city was recently freed from ISIS control. The Syrian army has renewed airstrikes in Aleppo to take out the lingering rebel forces. Since Sunday, at least 45 civilians have been killed, and NGOs can't get through with the aid. Now, although NGOs can't formally go in, Operation Mobilization partners with local believers inside Syria to supply aid.
God is not leaving, and the church is still there. Newcomers are coming to the church for many reasons. Some things, because of the relief work we are doing, they must come.
That was one of OM's ministry partners assisting with aid in Syria from a neighboring country. His name has been withheld for security reasons, but he says in addition to the help, the church in Aleppo is providing desperately needed hope that's only found in Christ.
When they come, actually, they start to hear the gospel, the Bible study, and the prayer. So they started to attach to the church.
OM's ministry partners asking us to pray for God's protection in Aleppo and for one other thing.
Keep the church strong and keep the witness going despite the war and the conflict is happening. This is need a lot of courage.
So we're going from one church that's building legacy to a ministry that's working off of legacy. We're getting reacquainted with a familiar face today, Bibles for the World. The Colorado-based ministry strives to be a catalyst for transformation through God's Word. Bibles for the World's John Podaiti says,
we're doing that building off of the legacy. As you know, Ruth, my father passed about a year ago, was promoted to glory, and he left behind a tremendous legacy of ministry. And this includes evangelism and church planting with the indigenous church in India. It also includes Christian education, healthcare in the name of Jesus Christ, and relief and development, especially sustainable development, and of course, scripture distribution.
It also ministers to unreached people groups in nearby developing nations.
I'd like our listeners to know that God has started writing His incredible story on our lives, starting with our tribe, which were headhunters when the gospel came. We were one of those unreached people groups. But within a generation, as the gospel spread across our people, it captivated our people, and it continues to move out from tribe to tribe, people group to people group, and now across the world through this ministry.
We'll tell you more about that at the end of the broadcast. And finally, we've been talking a lot about orality lately, a method that Living Water International has utilized not only to spread life-saving information about water hygiene, but also the life-giving news of the gospel. Jerry Wiles, a consultant for Living Water, says orality has applications in everyday situations. Take business, for example.
The orality methods and concepts and principles that can help people be more successful in business. And then, of course, ultimately, we think about leadership development, team building, relationships. So it's a way to connect with felt needs and interests and then bring the conversation to Jesus.
With intentionality, a Christian can use this reproducible, cross-cultural, accessible technique of sharing information to open up conversations about the gospel. Consider where orality could fit into your life.
Orality can be used to address social justice issues, trauma therapy, in the business, as I mentioned, and in education. So not only theological education and mission training, but also secondary education. Special education.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering their free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunka Podaiti. Sometimes, we just need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that have built up our faith. Get your copy when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.